3 from Leith, number 216.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
If you're all sitting comfortably, then I'll begin.
Stop.
Precisely. Hello, welcome along to 3 from Leith, number 216, after I've been off for a few weeks on holiday. Not that I've been anywhere, apart from sitting in the flat, watching the rain out the window. One of those holidays where hanging on to my money and didn't have anywhere lined up to go, and I thought I can potter around at home for 2 weeks. I've got things to do. I can go out on the bike for some long rides, and you know, I can just go out and enjoy the weather. And then the weather was rotten. So that's me back, and already it is August, and already, more depressingly, it's still dark when I get up in the morning at 5:30 to cycle to work now. I think sunrise is probably just around at the moment, between 5:20. So we're already heading back towards the dark mornings of winter, and we've not seen that much sunshine. It's a bit depressing. But anyway, let's go on with happier things, and let's talk about the music that kicked off 3 from Leith this week. We heard from Red Light and Rock is Dead, and after that we heard from Temper Cam and Kick Obsession. Red Light are based in Marseille in France, and they were formed in 2007 after the singer Londres came back to Marseille. And Londres, if you're not up in your French, it's French for London. And guess where he spent 5 years? In London. Yeah, and the band took the name from the Red Light in the recording sessions, where they were spending a lot of time gathering together all of the influences of the music that they loved, going from electro through to rock and hip-hop. They've already been included in a number of compilation albums, and they've been featured artists on MySpace, as well as being played on over 80 French radio stations. The popularity of Red Light has seen their first album, which is called Crash System Control, downloaded more than 50,000 times. Unfortunately, that's 50,000 times illegally, through illegal means. So, if you'd like to hear more from them, you can purchase their material legally, along with finding out more about them and finding gig dates on their MySpace, myspace.com/redlightspiral. And stick with the podcast, because there is another track from Red Light which will be closing out this week's podcast. They were followed by Temper Cam, who are from Glasgow, and the track there called Kick Obsession, which, it was released online on the 1st of August to promote their upcoming 13-track album Left, Right or Wrong, which will be released in stores worldwide in October of this year. An exact date is in the final stages of being confirmed, so what you have to do is go along to their official website, www.tempercam.co.uk, or their MySpace, myspace.com/tempercam, and hang around and wait for that date to come up. Other than that, I can't really tell you an awful lot about the band, because I don't have much information, and there isn't really much on their MySpace. James says that they are dead excited because that album is their second album, and they're really trying to push the boat out with the PR, and he says internet radio and podcasts are where it's at now. So I'm delighted to play that. Delighted to play a new band from Glasgow. Well, not new if they're on their second album, really, but new to the podcast, and certainly new to my ears. So I hope that really got you into the spirit of things. Hopefully that's woken you up. As I normally record, it's a Friday after my first week back at work. Not the most successful of first weeks back, because only 4 days in, I managed to sleep in. I still got to work just after 8 o'clock, so it's not really a sleep in as other people would say, but the time I woke up on Thursday was the time I would normally be drying myself after having cycled to work and had a shower in the changing rooms at work. So I was a bit behind in my time. So it's not a good sign, sleeping in without even 5 days having passed. My excuse is that the seagulls were doing river dance in clogs on the roof just above my bedroom early on Thursday morning. And I was awake for a while with that going on, and I'd just fallen asleep. And the next thing I knew, the alarm clock went off, and I went to switch the alarm clock off and get up. And then the next thing I knew, was much later. That'll teach me. Don't switch the alarm clock off and then think I'll just wait here a second before I get up and come to properly, because it never happens. Other than that, first week back at work has been very busy, as you can imagine. 2 weeks off, a very full inbox to go back to, and the projects I was working on, what's to catch up on. And talking of things to catch up on, let's have some more music to catch up on, shall we, before I blather on for much longer. This is a track from a band called Shoulder of Giants, and the track's called I Feel Awake While I Am Dreaming, which is exactly how I felt yesterday morning.
Nothing wrong with me, just took a walk to breathe, to leave the rest alone. Fortune and pain will come along at times, but we all know they'll just fade. And I don't understand why we fear. Listen to your mind. Just a dream, passion and fire, they'll come along and we will fall, but they'll just fade. And I don't understand why we fear. And I don't understand. I feel awake as I'm
of Giants and I Feel Awake While I Am Dreaming. Shoulders of Giants are an acoustic guitar based act from New York, and the band is a brainchild of the acoustic guitarist and singer-songwriter Brad Hammonds. Having gained a reputation as a performer, both solo and as part of his duo Brass Tree, Shoulders of Giants sees Hammond team up with the New York based vocalist guitarist Tom Crowley, and the debut album was released in July. Following Hammond's solo album Through It All, which has also received great reviews as well as radio airplay across the country, which I presume means the US, since that's where he's based. You can go to his website, www.shouldersofgiantsmusic.com, and while you're there, you will be able to download the entire album for free simply by joining his mailing list. So for some great acoustic music, what more can you ask for? It's free. You can, if you don't want to go and download it straight away and you would like to hear some more, to suss out what you think of the rest, myspace.com/Brad R. Hammonds. And there are a few tracks there that you can stream on the MySpace page. Don't worry if you haven't managed to catch all of these links to write down, because as ever, as I explain every week, all the links to the artists featured on this week's podcast are up on the show notes on the website at www.threefromleith.com, as well as show notes going back for almost 5 years. In fact, yeah, it'll be 5 years in September that I'll have been podcasting. So the entire archive can be accessed through the website. Every single podcast is there. Every single set of show notes is there. For the link on, well, there's links on the right hand side on the webpage going back for each month. And then once you get to a certain point in the past, there's a link to take you to the old website, which will take you right back to the very beginning of Three from Leith. Kind of like Doctor Who and stepping into the TARDIS. You just go there and step back into my dim and distant past. That's a scary thought though. 5 years. What's happened to me in 5 years? Well, lots. My daughter is double the age she was 5 years ago. I now have a different cat that I had 5 years ago. I've been divorced in 5 years. The list goes on. I've done lots of podcasts in 5 years. Talking to cats. She was around behind me. I thought she might have been making a vocal appearance on the podcast. She was yipping and meowing away just before I started recording. And she normally follows me around looking for attention. She's a right little attention seeker, this cat. She will follow me everywhere. And if I'm not giving her the attention she needs, she'll jump up on something like a settee or on a table so that she's round about sort of mid-height for me. And then the next thing I know, there's a paw come out. And there's a paw has taken my hand and it pulls it back to her head to get a head rub. And she does this all the time. And if you stand just far back, just a bit too far back for her, she'll try with one paw, then she'll try the other paw, just trying to reach you to get your attention. It's kind of off-putting when you work in the kitchen, you're making something, and you sort of step back from the cooker a bit, and all of a sudden, somebody is patting you on the back, which for the first couple of times, it nearly made me jump out of my skin, I have to admit. But I'm getting used to it now. I just have to remember that if I'm carrying anything hot, there may be a cat behind me whose paw will be prodding me. So not to throw the hot pasta up towards the ceiling. So that was another thing I did on my 2 weeks off, was really get to know the cat a bit better. And she has really settled in. She's suddenly discovered her appetite. She's now a hungry Horace. This cat, for the first almost a week, didn't eat much. I never touched the dried food. Then suddenly, we want a sachet of food first thing in the morning with some dried food put out. I come home at night, the dried food and the sachet of meat have gone, and she wants more. So I'll have to keep my eye on her, make sure she doesn't pile on too much weight. She'll end up just like her dad. Anyway, it's time for me to play the last song on this week's podcast, and I hope you've enjoyed what you've heard so far. Hope you've enjoyed hearing me back. I hope to be a little bit more regular in the podcasts from now on, fingers crossed. And I'm going to play, as I said, with another track from the band Red Light. And this one is called Late Shot. So a big thank you to Temper Cam, to Shoulders of Giants, and to Red Light, and to the artist who provided this week's soundbed. That's Ultra Deep Field and a track called Creamy Kittens. And a big thank you to you for continuing to listen to and download the Three from Leith podcast, as well as supporting the independent artists in 2010. Enjoy the track. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you all again next week. Cheerio.
Nothing else. Hey, it's a night shot. powered by Libsyn.